B-Pod Studios.
Joining us right now from Philly Voice, from The Athletic, Rich Hoffman joins us. What's up, Rich?
Not much, guys.
All right, good to talk to you, man. Thanks for calling in here on the Comcast Business Hotline, Beyond Fast. What do you make of this tweet that was put out there? Any substance behind it? If Mike D'Antoni's the guy, the Sixers, they make a blockbuster trade?
I don't want to disparage other people's reporting, guys, but I guess I would just say that I think that they are going to make a trade of some sort, regardless of who the coach is, because it just, honestly, like the way that that was phrased, I can't see them talking to other teams and saying, well, if we hire this coach and only if we hire this coach, we might not hire, we're going to trade these players who really don't fit any system and then pin it on his system. So I would just say that I think moves to the roster are probably going to be done regardless, but I mean, to be fair, like, they also don't fit the traditional Mike D'Antoni system either.
So right. And now, as far as head coaching goes for this team and who the next guy could be, are you hearing pretty much what we're all hearing right now, which is Mike D'Antoni, Ty Lue, any other names out there?
Those would be the two, yeah, that I've heard for probably the past week or so.
And do you have a preference amongst those final two?
No, you know, Mark, it's hard. I don't really pretend to know which one would be the one who presses the right buttons. I know what their theoretical strengths and weaknesses are. I think Ty Lue probably, I think, might have more experience when it comes to dealing with young star players. Not more experience necessarily, better experience with that, because he has dealt with LeBron James and kind of the pressure cooker that comes with coaching. A, in June every year, and B, just that job is a lot of pressure on a day-to-day basis. Mike D'Antoni is, you know, I wrote this a couple weeks ago. I think he's kind of like the Bill Walsh of the NBA. Like, he's the one who's always been innovative with his offense. But it's also, you know, it might be a little bit overblown that he runs one system at all times, but I don't think he's ever really done that with a post-up big man like Joel Embiid, or really kind of the lack of shooting that the Sixers have. So I think both of them have their strengths and weaknesses, but, you know, both of them to me seem like pretty good hires either way.
Now, Rich, for some reason with me, Mike D'Antoni at 69 years old, the process that you've sat through, that I sat through for a while, not that I'm right or wrong, but to me, it just doesn't seem to mesh. Like, this didn't seem to me where you were looking to go to get this to come to fruition. Do you have any feelings on that?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly would be his last job, you would think, Bob. But, you know, it's interesting to me. Like, I think he's going to have options. You know, he left Houston for a reason, I think. I mean, partially because he did not get along with the owner there. But I do think, like, he wants this job from what you see. It's a tricky fit, right? It's a lot different than what he has done in the past. He did have that weird, what was that, about a half year here when he was the assistant coach, when Jerry Colangelo brought him in. And, you know, I think you can guess how that might have went if Jerry Colangelo stayed around here. Maybe he would have been there to take Brett's job a little bit earlier. Yeah, I don't know. It certainly, to me, would be the most interesting one, because it's so different from what Brett was. And I guess one of the negatives I would say is that D'Antoni, you know, people want this, you know, person that accountability is the buzzword. They want somebody who'll come in here and make Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons, you know, more accountable. And I don't think he'll kiss their butts by any means, but he's certainly not known as, like, the fiery, rah-rah, you know, get-in-your-face type of player. He's more of a, you know, we're all professionals and adults here. Let's all do our jobs. So in that sense, he might not match up either. I just think he is, you know, the Sixers, to me, their problem is fundamentally that their offensive personnel does not fit together. And while it is very different from what he has done in the past, I think they could make the argument, well, if anybody will be able to solve this, it's him. So I guess that's the selling point for him.
Speaking with Rich Hoffman from The Athletic. So is it weird? Because we find this weird thing here. Whenever we're thinking of a head coach, no matter who it is, a popular name, someone that not a lot of people have heard of, whoever it might be, it all comes down to, well, are Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons going to buy in? Like, that's how much those two players influence, whether they mean it or not, matters in this next head coaching candidate. So really, when it comes down to whoever, are they going to be receptive, those two marquee players, into whoever comes in here?
Yeah, it'll be interesting, Mark. I think Simmons, you know, if you look at some of the past stuff D'Antoni has done, no, he's not shot, but he's also been an up-tempo coach at stops in his past. So you would think there would be some sort of synergy there between those two. I mean, I'll just say, like, regardless of who the coach is, they better get on board. Like, they don't have much time together, I would say, as a duo if this does not work. I believe Elton Brand when he said we are not looking to break those two up right now. But if they have, you know, a season and a half that just doesn't work like these two, I think it's only natural that that's gonna get louder and louder. The chatter that is going to happen. And I mean, like, honestly, if they're not watching the playoffs right now and watching Jimmy Butler just play amazing basketball and watching Boston, the team that beat them, continue to move forward, like, this was supposed to be them. People thought this was going to be them a few years ago. And I'm not saying it is entirely their fault that they are not there. I think the front office really is very responsible for a lot of this with the bad pieces that they put around them. But those two need to kind of take the bull by the horns and say, like, we're not going out like this. Because I would imagine, like, if it were me, I would be going crazy watching these playoffs.
Well, see, that's the thing that's driving me nuts. It should be driving every Sixers fan nuts, because no matter who the next head coach of this basketball team is, if Jimmy Butler is here, I feel a lot better about accountability. I feel a lot better about doing whatever it takes to motivate Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid. I don't know if you have that same feeling when it comes to if Jimmy Butler's still here. I would have loved to see another head coach come in with those three marquee players and see how they would make it work.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great what if, and I would just say, like, he's somebody who you can give the ball to at the end of the game, which they just do not have whatsoever. That skill set is not hard to find. And frankly, like, when you're looking at the trade market this summer, you know, maybe they might be able to get Chris Paul, and that's probably the only one who you think could be like a closer at the end of games. And maybe provide some of, you know, that kind of veteran leadership or accountability. I mean, I just think the idea of accountability has to come from them now. Yeah, sure, it would definitely be better with Jimmy right now, but, you know, he's gone, and I don't think that was entirely on Brett, like, him leaving. I think that was a bunch of factors, one of which I think is that I'm not sure Ben Simmons and Jimmy Butler would have, mm-hmm. you know, just stylistically, like, I think they kind of picked, let's give the ball to Ben more than Jimmy. I think that's a not small part of it, but, like, look, he's gone, he's not coming back, so, you know, hopefully they can kind of take that role, because they look pretty far from it this year, I'm not going to lie.
Rich, how do you see this front office thing playing out? Is Elton Brand going to hire somebody, do you think, that you know, will help him with the coach's search? Will he hire somebody maybe even after he hires a head coach? How do you see the basketball people surrounding Elton Brand play out?
This is one of the stranger things we've ever seen. Like, it's really hard to, like, say, like, how you think you'll see it come out. I mean, to me, like, what I think will happen is I think he will hire some, you know, assistant GMs, and there will probably be some movement there. That's probably the most likely scenario. I mean, Elton did leave open the idea that they could, you know, look for somebody above him. But, like, the idea of Elton hiring that person to me is very strange, first off, especially after he is heading this coaching search right now, so that's strange. It's just I think they left themselves open for one of the more awkward transitions when their explanation at the end of this season was Elton Brand saying, well, you know, here's what happened. I have been the GM for 2 years, but I really haven't been the GM for 2 years. Now they're going to actually let me be the GM. And that's, like, that's such a weird explanation. And, you know, it's true. Even if it's true, like, they didn't have a structure, and it's one of those bad things. I think he will hire an assistant GM of some sort.
Is this, Rich, in your opinion, I don't want to say fault, but the doing of ownership where, okay, now Elton's saying, as you said, now I really have control. There's been moves that have been made that you wonder, and this Mike D'Antoni thing. Is it ownership group that are making these moves? Or how much control does Elton have? And is ownership just getting too involved in basketball operations, I guess, is my question.
Oh, I think that's part of it for sure. Yeah, I think that is part of it. I think from what you hear, some of the other assistants, probably had more say than, maybe not more say than Elton, but like equal say. And yeah, the ownership was involved. I think you hear sometimes that people not in basketball operations might like, be involved in those meetings too. They really sold this collaborative structure and thought that was the way to go. And, obviously they have failed pretty miserably. We're not going to lie. I mean, the situation they're in is really bad. And the shame of it is that they did not realize that they needed an actual structure when they had the chance to make moves, like when they had assets, when they had draft picks, when they, had the young players to swing the trade for Jimmy Butler. And now, if Elton Brand is in fact given the juice, given the power to run a normal basketball operations, hopefully I would hope for their sake that he is, even though, he's still only been on the job for a few years. If that is in fact the case, the problem is that he's working with, a stacked deck against him. It's going to be hard.
Rich Hoffman, The Athletic, we appreciate you coming on with us. Last thing for you. Any idea as to when we get an answer as to who the next head coach or even a front office move takes place with this organization?
I think we'll probably see the coach first. And I would think soon. I think there's around the NBA, I think you're going to see that there's a lot of urgency because of the pandemic to pay a coach. Like I know Chicago just hired Donovan the other day. I think you will see the bigger market teams, the Bulls, the Sixers. The Sixers are willing to pay. That is one thing I will give Josh Harris. Like I think he's willing to spend. But you'll see teams like Oklahoma City and Indiana. They might drag their heels because we don't know when the next season will start. Is it going to start January? Is it going to start in March or something like that? I don't know. But I think the Sixers will be kind of towards the front of the line with that in the next week or so.
All right. Really appreciate you coming on with us, Rich Hoffman from The Athletic. Thanks a lot, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.